Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Yeah, you know what it is. Straight off top. D Block, LOX. Shout out to my Detroit. Dej, what's up, baby?
Let him try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucker. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let him nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucker. And I ain't playing with nobody.
We ain't playing. LOX.
I'ma catch a body.
Yo, let it try me. Uh-huh. I ain't got a problem letting bullets fly, B. And if you're looking, you know where to find me. Probably on Dykeman with a mommy. I don't use them chrome things cause they too shiny. Round and identify me. Need cash up front, I don't do consign me. Nah, killing shit, it's just sign me. Better be a Tim Murder or Yami. Yep. If you more trying to line me, I'm a con man myself so you can't con me. Never. More guns than the funds on me. When I used to have the BMX with the knobbies, selling just became a hobby. Yeah.
And I ain't playing with nobody.
Round and had them killers spray you with the shoddy. I wish it would.
Try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucker. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let him nigga try me.
I got him, David.
I'ma get his whole motherfucker.
Kiss that we gotta get on it ASAP. Right behind me, run up on you, leave your body laying in the lobby. I'm a rapper, but them burning, that's my hobby. And I ain't falling for the talking, we gon' pop it. We gon' clap until the Bluesons try to come and stop it. Where the drugs and all the money that you rap about, bro? What models? All I'm seeing is a hood rat. And I ain't scared, I'm a thug until my day come. LOX, I keep it real with my day one. New York City, where all these other rappers come from. Line them up and hit the body with the big chain gun. Ignorant, but yeah, I'm loving all the scum gunplay. Mr. Charlie, your brain all on your chicken satay. D-Block, you should know them Yonkers don't play. This a warning to you cowards, listen what the hooks say. You don't really want to
try me. I'ma get this whole motherfucker. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let him nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucker. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
Try me, it's mommy and daddy. It's getting homie, I be doing it gladly. Riding in a caddy or the navy. Pop him in the head, then I make it my Abby. Stomp him on my nice Nikes, so Bruno Magli. First you get the work, then you get you the baggies.
Try me.
I body your auntie. It's murder ink like Ja Rule and Shanti. Fly me like Gotti, Teflon. Lambo, two Ferraris, and stepped on. I'm grimy, it's a homie, D-Block. They all slump, new pump, a core Reebok. They know me at the spot and we spot. I get your little cousin kill, hit your uncle with knee shots. So try me. I'll see you be the next day. Throwing my diary.
Try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucker. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let him nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucker. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
Try me. Try Looch. Try Kiss. You try LOX. That'll be the last motherfucking thing you try. Yeah!
905 New York City. What up, everybody? Hip Hop Informer coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Hey, it is Relationship Wednesday, and we're talking about divorce in America. Listen, listen, recently licensed, so I'm going to come from Hebrews 13 and 4. This is not my words. This is straight out of the Word. Listen, marriage is honorable to all, and the bed is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Are you being honored tonight by God in your marriage, or are you a whoremonger or an adulterer? Which are you? Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the topic is divorce in America. It doesn't look good. It really doesn't look good at all. It's real bleak. But straight out of the Word of God, Hebrews 13:4, look it up for yourself. Whoremongers and adulterers will be judged by God. Hey, where are the whoremongers? Where are the adulterers? Where are you? All the way live. Charlotte.
He's
North Carolina.
Yo. What is going on? Happy hump day, everybody. Good afternoon in the morning.
We humping along. We just humping along tonight. Hey, this is going to be interesting. All the way live out of Plant City. They call it itty bitty, but she's hot. Chocolate, welcome to the show.
I need to know who in the hell left the gate open.
Okay. Who in the hell?
Who in the hell left the gate open?
All it.
See, yo, you gotta understand, people that was born like 1988 and earlier,
they don't know
what
that
joke,
is.
Man.
Yeah,
they're gonna understand that joke.
Yeah.
You already hear, ladies and gentlemen, all the way out of the DMV. That beat, Save James. Hey,
yo,
it's gonna be an interesting ride.
I need some new sound effects to describe how my mood was today. I'm going to work on some. I'm working at it, but I was telling the folks earlier, I was in just a real sour mood for no reason today. I don't know why. Just had one of those days.
You do sound a little edgy,
brother.
Yeah, that's why I play that Try Me song. That's how I'm feeling today. You know, I don't know why.
Hey, brother, something that's real encouraging in your mood that should encourage you is to know that you are honored by God. To know that you are in a bed that's undefiled, in the midst
Absolutely.
Of a bunch of whoremongers and adulterers. Hey, that should make you feel good, brother.
Amen to the truth.
Well, I'm single, so that doesn't. Well, I'm not single. I'm in a relationship, but I'm not married. So I think that might take me off of the list for, you know,
not yet.
Qualified for
not
either.
Yet.
Well, we gonna talk about it. We gonna talk about it. Hey, it's Relationship Wednesday. We're talking about divorce in America. Hey, it's going to get wild. TMI on Radio Live. Hey, we're here.
He said, and not yet. You're not.
And not yet. That's what he said.
908, everybody.
Where do you fall? I'm divorced, so that's where I fall at.
Hey, so we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Divorce rate about 50%. The divorce rate about 50%. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. Save James on the Wheel of Steel. Hey, divorce in America. TMI Radio Live.
Moji, Bobby, Josh. Moji, Bobby, Josh. Moji, Bobby, Josh. Moji, Bobby, Josh.
You are now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
Hey, word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
Ooh.
Hey, don't wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Wipe a nigga out like an outbreak.
Wipe him out.
Chop a star and bust and make the house shake.
Rah.
The sweeter than a pound cake.
Keep the eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it. Lean with the footballs, got a little trippin'.
Fuck,
fuck, fuck, fuck.
Hey,
keep sippin'.
Ooh.
Dirty 8K with the beam on it.
Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it.
Long.
Free my nigga, fly behind bars.
Free.
Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
pack tech down, running ballet muscle fuck. If a nigga try to rob, hit him with the hoe. Boom. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Tato wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Okay, we started catching felonies and bangs.
West side?
Riding through the hood in a hot bar.
Right.
In 96, in the SWAT, had a trap house. Every day, click, scooter, click.
Turn it.
I got a pocket on the bankroll.
Hey.
Anybody try me, I'ma let the thing go. Bust. Put a whole clip through your tango. Cousin, when your homie gone, like you really can't do nothing. Came through, busting every step there. You violated mandatory, bet that.
What?
Walk up a lot, sniffing what you pushing, weird, weird. Now the undercover ass people look for good, dead.
Tell
me with the OGs hanging.
Yep.
OZs.
Okay.
Side phone, double cut, cold
drink.
You running for me, wrong. Be banging, meet you at the car road. What they gon' be singing out of?
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
I'm a real suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
West
side. Tato wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no claws in my
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no things in my
OG, Bobby, Josh.
You already know I'm about to do
OG,
this.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
What? You should go and get him like Denzel.
Denzel.
How you think I put in the
zone?
Static on your line, I'm like flight.
Yo, Jake Aaron.
Sold me a phone.
On the thing we feel dead indicted.
She got Aaron.
Now that's enticing.
Me and you, your homegirl, your other homegirl at the Ritz Carlton, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I ain't never been a snitch, yet them bricks got me wrist, hope to die. Yeah, I crossed my heart. Then I hit honest with a chain so bright, you would thought I was afraid of the dog.
Hey.
Earth stripes just like a zebra. That soft white and bows of reefer.
Yeah.
Thinking like Arthur Blank. In the Haynes white beater.
Yeah.
Remember one time grandma walked in my room like, boy, what you got right there?
Yeah.
I said, I ain't gonna lie, damn new. Old pie, quicker way to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Home season, the ball off, nigga. Right back to balling, nigga. Grinding me and off of no Z. Never played them pole league game, you won't hear my name. Type shoot. Make you an OG.
OG. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
Boom.
Tato wanna keep quiet.
This shoot.
Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Who better?
Boom. OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Huh? OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh. 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 OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey, I'm Hammond Radio Live, 9:13 p.m. here on Hump Day Relationship Wednesday. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Adam CeeLo Boston, and the General T.M. Hammond. And I'm a little peeved that I'm being pigeonholed into this category that I don't feel as though I fit in, and then yet blasted and shoved into another category that sounds a little harsh. I mean, okay, if we're going according to the scripture, then yes, that is it. And what I'm saying is I am not married. I am not divorced. No, married, adulterer, or whoremonger. Those were the three.
That's it.
Yeah, I ain't none of those. Nah, I ain't none of those. You told me then for that reason that I was a fornicator. So my response, yes, if that be the case, you know, let the Lord judge me for that, but don't try and stick me in the other three holes. Now, if fornicator is D, E is going to be other, and I'm going to step over to other on her road to hopefully getting married one day. Yes, I've never been married, so I'm stepping over to E. Thank you. I cannot stand you right now.
Divorce is often a dreaded word for most people, children. But in contrast, listen, I'm just going to kind of bring it back to the topic tonight, divorce in America. In contrast.
Thank you.
In contrast, many of us welcome divorce in some of our parents' lives because we saw that it was going down the drain. And so why don't you split up? Divorce, you know, is not a bad thing in some situations. However, you know, the thing that's honorable is marriage. It's the word. So let me just clarify, you know, these other categories that was just established and the ones that are forthcoming.
That's right.
As it relates to what's honorable, we could all create categories, and I think that's the problem specifically in America, probably the world. We kind of all do our own thing. We've gone away from what our parents told us, what our grandparents told us, what God told us, and we're doing what we think, what we feel, what we want, what somebody's influencing us to do. And the problem is, and I'm just kind of keeping it 100, right, is that we're not following a standard as a human race. We're all doing what we want to do. The categories are what's honorable, marriage one, or A. B, if you're not married, you are either B, a whoremonger, or C, an adulterer. That's the triangle based on the scripture, Hebrews 13 and 4. So we can create any kind of, you know,
and just in case people are confused, we have a layman's, I would say, interpretation of this.
You know what they say? See a broad to get that booty act him, leg her down or smack him, yak him. Cold got to be. You know? Shit.
Really? I think you didn't understand what he was trying to say. Interpretation.
And that was the translation.
Yeah, I don't know if the translator's sleeping or if I'm confused. I don't know.
I don't even know what he translates. Like, what did he say? Can you translate what he translated? Because you made me go the other direction.
But I got his sentiments, though. His sentiments was, at the end of the day, there's only one path.
Marriage, and you're right. I get that, but I mean, what do those of us do that are stuck in the middle?
Figure it out.
Be celibate.
Yeah, be celibate until you figure it out.
Okay.
But again, listen. We're talking. I don't know if what's honorable is like a perfect place, or if it's something that we strive towards, right? So let me just come off the soapbox, off the box, whatever. I mean, close the book. I'm just talking about what the word says. The reality is none of us are perfect, and we do follow our emotions, and we learn out of our experiences. But the question is, do you continue to bump your head, or do you ultimately go back to the guide, you know, which for me is the word, you know, when I'm kind of out of pocket, I go back to the word. Marriage, right. I think, is something for me. Marriage has changed for me over the years. I used to have an attitude like, you know, I didn't care if I got married or not. But as I've gotten older, I think it's become more important to me because, really, I don't want to die alone, and I've always wanted kids.
Right.
I mean, that's the reality. Yeah, it's hard. You know, I mean, we were talking about females offline, you know, after the show on Monday. Toya sent us some pics of a product. I don't know who said what. I think Sage said something about booty. And it's 18 here in Tampa, 618 in Los Angeles. Somebody said something about booty. But what made Toya send us those pictures on Monday that showed us that product that women use to make their butts look bigger?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Oh, that ass lifting. Oh, yeah.
Hold
yeah,
on. I can actually go back and
we're going to pause for the cause. Come right back. We're talking about divorce in America, and we're about to kick it up a few notches because we want to share some statistics at the end of the day. We're going to pause, come right back, talk about Divorce in America, Relationship Wednesday, but we do want to share this ridiculous product that creates an illusion. And what's the point? The point is, it's hard to find. I can figure weave out from
you
natural hair.
You can spot that now.
I haven't quite figured out the fake butts. I can kind of spot
you
the
can
fake kinda boobs.
See. Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
so much fake right now, I'm scared. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. See you on the radio live.
This for my rich
bitch.
Her puppy named Panamera. got a condo in the area.
Hold on.
Rich, rich. Yeah. She said friends and all these bad. Watch them lick on each other. I'm talking. Dope boy still at large. Tracking device on the car. Tattoos on the arm. Double M diamond charm. Chanel bag on the hip. Hermes bracelet and things. Let her f*** Meek Mill. Told her keep chasing the dream. Get the Lexus flip. Purple Texas zip. She make it rain like a. We got more money to get. Rich, rich. Call her rich, rich. Cause with dope boys and a good.
Yeah, I'ma spend up all this money.
All this money.
Rolex icy is mine. Throw up my gang sign. We going bottle for bottle. Bel Air Rosé to the group. Rich, rich is her name. And she Chanel of the boot. I be dropping so much. My shopping so much.
Yeah, I'ma spend up all this money.
All this money.
Hey,
hey, oh,
hey,
hey, oh,
hey, girl, hey. You're doing something to
doing
me.
Something to me.
Radio Live. It is Relationship Wednesday. I'm Madam Boston. It's 9:24 p.m. here on the East Coast and 6:24 p.m. on the West Coast. And tonight we're talking about relationship. This is Relationship Wednesday, and we're talking about divorce in America.
No doubt.
On some sides, we can see where it's a positive thing that needed to happen. And on the other side of that, you know, it can tear up a family.
Hey, would you all believe these numbers? 6,646 divorces per day in America.
Jeez.
I
can believe it.
46,523 divorces per week in America. You know what that comes down to? It comes down to there's a divorce every 13 seconds in America.
Golly.
And so that's the thing. It comes down to why force marriage when it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to last.
Or improve the situation. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but I think
because a lot of people do that, though. And even I'll say in the older generations, I was just talking to my aunt about this earlier. You know, it was honorable for them to get married.
Whoa. I think that's a small amount of people that actually is forced to do it. I think most people do it because they want to do it. I think the real question is, do people get married for the right reasons? I don't
think
people are forced into it. I think the majority of people go into it on their own. They're not forced. They just don't go in for the right reasons.
A lot of them think it's the right
thing.
I believe that.
Sometimes, you know, because I'm going to give a good example. You remember my friend I was talking about a couple months ago? But he wasn't getting none from his wife for like 8 months on end. Okay,
I remember that.
Here's how far deteriorated that thing has gotten. I was scrolling through Facebook probably like I'd say about a month ago, and sure enough, I'm friends with both of them, him and his wife on Facebook, right? So she puts up a post talking about the house is officially up to sale. Gave all the specs, ran it down. If anybody's interested, holler at me, inbox me, whatever.
That's disrespectful.
So you know what that means. I mean, this joint is like dunzo. You know what I mean? Like, and he was, and that's what he was telling me. He was like, yo, I'm like, you know, dude was telling you, look, I'm tired of it. Last night this happened, and I was like, you know what? Screw it. I want a divorce. I don't care what it's going to take to do it, but this isn't fair. And sure enough, you know, I didn't know how, you know, sometimes people talk, you know, they sell a lot of wolf tickets and they really don't, you know, produce. But apparently this is a real deal because they got the house up for sale now. And the thing is, they went into buying this house prior to them getting married because they were just on some, like, real chill. Like, I could coexist with this person, blah, blah, blah. And then the marriage came, like, shortly after that. You know what I mean? So, out that this is happening, it's crazy.
The survey actually says the top five reasons people get divorced. Number five is infidelity. Number four, no longer attracted to one another. Number three, divorce. Number two, finances. Number one, what is it? It's poor communication. Top five reasons why people get divorced.
But the thing is that the communication was probably already poor before they got married.
Exactly.
I mean, for some reason, I think
that's possibly the case. That's possibly the case. That could be the case, yeah.
Wait, and what number were finances? Three?
Finances were two.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes people
look it, but then it's like if only one of y'all seemingly is holding up your end, the other one doesn't. I mean, I didn't get married the second time because of that, because of finances. Because I wasn't going to be the only one holding it together. The hell I knew.
Hey, what do you all
think? You can't hold it together anyway.
Kick your ass. You hear me?
Hey, what do you think the most expensive divorce has been in America? Specifically, celebrity divorce.
Tiger Woods. I did a show about that before. Tiger Woods.
Donald Trump and his first wife.
Got one that topped Tiger Woods and Donald Trump. Got one that tops them.
Paul McCartney.
The most expensive wedding has been Mel Gibson, who had to pay his ex-wife $425 million, the largest celebrity settlement.
I gotta find that sound effect. Hold on for a second.
Oh.
Hold on.
Hey, $425 million. Are you serious? That $425 million?
Wow. For what? Good gracious.
I mean, statistics are saying Michael Jordan's wife walked away with a bill. Juanita got paid, definitely.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, yeah, Juanita got broke off.
Yeah, for sure. And
but
she
hold on,
still
hold on,
has that clause, though. They still got a...
Slow down. You sure that that was more than the Tiger Woods divorce? Because Tiger Woods' wife got 575, son.
If
check
that's
the stats on
right,
I'm trying to tell you, I did a whole show about that.
I'm not going to check the stats. I'm just going to ask the listeners to look up. It may not be the most up-to-date information, but you can look at the – Google it. That's all I'll say, folks. Google
it. I'm going to check it out because I'm telling you, I did a whole
2 hours. If it's not the largest, it is clearly one of the largest because I've never heard anything like that. 425.
I did a 2 hour show on that. I was like, that's way too much.
Well, you got it.
Way
got it,
too much.
But 425 is what Mel Gibson paid his wife.
That's crazy.
That's bananas.
Paid
that's
out
bananas.
Yeah, I don't know.
How much?
I don't know how much she got. I just know that cause that she got more than what she came in with. She didn't come in with nothing. She left with a lot.
That's not a lot.
Something to consider. Hot Chocolate, you have been married before, correct?
I have not.
You've not been married before.
I've been engaged twice, but I haven't been
You've been
married.
Engaged twice. CeeLo, you've been married before.
Yes, sir.
Do you wish to be married again?
Yes. I'm not not in my mind where I'm looking for one, but
the statistics pretty much say anyone that's been married before, if they get married again, the likelihood is that they'll get divorced again. Now, but these statistics right here that I'm looking at, 41% of those who are married for the first time end up in divorce. That's 41%. 60% of those who get married a second time, and then it cranks up a little bit, 13% to 73% if you get married a third time. My mom has been married 3 times. In my opinion, when she got married, he should have been her first husband. I could just tell that it was different. But I also knew that my mom had kind of changed over the years. So as she matured and grew up, her taste and her style and what she was looking for changed. And so I could see how it would take like maybe 2 or 3 times to get it right.
Right.
Even though I know that's something that people kind of shun, you know, think is a bad thing. But, you know, I say get out there and do something to people who sitting around thinking that just because they failed the first time that you can't do it a second time. Even if you got to do it a third time or a fourth time, guess what? I'll tell you this. The person who got married the most times ever was guess who?
Elizabeth Taylor.
That was a good one. But guess what? There's somebody who beat her. And Sabe, you can check the stats. Is there somebody that's
Because I'm about to pull up the Tiger Woods and I got it right here on my phone.
The Playboy
dude. Zsa Gabor got married.
Zsa Gabor.
Her current marriage has lasted 27 years. So guess how old Zsa Zsa is. Hey, that's not for me to figure out. Hey, we're going to pause for the call. Come right back. Hey, it's 9:34. TM Hotel Radio and the crew.
This is what these women are looking for. This is exactly what they did.
Hey, yeah. Hey, boy. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, boy.
I'm riding around no guinea. I'm riding around no guinea. I'm riding around no guinea. If mine, I spend. I'm riding around no guinea. I'm riding around no guinea. I'm riding around no guinea. If mine, I spend. In mine, I spend. In mine, I spend. In mine, I spend. I'm riding around no guinea. It's mine, I spend. It's mine, I spend. It's mine, I spend. I'm riding around no guinea.
I am smoking on exotic. My girl ain't got no stomach. Every time we have sex, she always asks me for a honor. I ask her, is she working? She asks me, do I want it? I say, when I went to school, money, what a subject.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around my side of town. Boxing gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile, and I had the coat for every style. Crocodile, the gator type. I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar, similar to saying mama's baby, daddy maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes, and I ain't crazy. But if that's my baby, then we gonna have to name the little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see it like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pockets on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. Photo ready, my polo out there cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arenas. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have certs in a coffin, cause I'm killing these. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder. Joey, down, you know I rep Atlanta. I'm riding around stunting, speaking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucking. Oh, I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Yep. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's 9:38 out here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area where I plant the flag temporarily. Team Hammer Radio Live, you're back with the team. That was 2 Chainz with the celebrity divorcees theme song. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around and I'm getting it. That's their theme song. They got that joint tattooed right where their ring was on that left thing, on that left hand, on that third finger. It's mine, I spend it. So, real quick, before we move forward on our topic, we're not gonna digress too far, but I want to give some stats on this Tiger Woods settlement because I kind of had a feeling it was more than that, no blink. Okay, now, Tiger Woods, I'm gonna read the actual publishing on June 30th of 2010. It says, Tiger Woods is banned from letting girlfriends near his kids in a divorce. Deal netting his ex a record $750 million settlement.
Whoa! Elizabeth,
okay.
Seven.
His side chick should have fell off right then. Like, right. I can't do nothing.
$750 million.
Uh-huh. And that is not even including child support.
I think that may be encompassing that whole gambit of ordeals with them. Child support, custody, and all that stuff. No, actually, I don't know if it's a monthly child support thing, but I know it has to deal with custody and all that stuff like that, too. So I know it had something to do with that. You know, it has something to do with it. Not all of it, but something to do with it. And just to think $750 million for one kid, you know, I mean, you know, hey, I get it. You caught him in the act. You need to get what you, you know, you feel you get what you deserve or whatever. But $750 million, Mark, come on. I know. I think that's a little, this is taste excessive. Just on the excessive side. Just on the gluttonous side. I'm just saying. It's just me thinking. I'm talking out loud. But
Now, well, also, before we go there, I'm going to let you share your thoughts on both of these, because we have now a record time of the shortest celebrity, not marriage, but maybe celebrity marriage or just marriage in general that we have noted record of. It was Britney Spears. She was married for what, an hour? And got divorced?
55 minutes.
55 minutes, something like that?
55 hours. 55 hours.
55 minutes. 55 hours. I'm sorry. Okay, 55 hours. I'm doing 55 minutes.
Oh my God.
What happens here stays here thing in Vegas. You know what I mean?
It was in Vegas.
5 hours. It was feasible. Well, there it is. There it is. So there's a rule of annulment that I think you have with all your marriages, that you can cancel them, I think, within the first 90 days. You can annul your marriage in the first 90 days, I believe. But I'm pretty sure in Vegas they have a shorter window on that because of such the impulsive behavior that goes on out there. So I'm pretty sure they have like a 90-hour window or something like that. I'm not sure. I wouldn't know. But I'm just saying.
Hey, let me run down a few of these thoughts, and you all tell me if you agree. The idea is that you are less likely to get divorced if you are a few of these things right here. If it's your first marriage overall, you're less likely to get divorced. You're less likely to get divorced if your parents are still together. You're most likely to get divorced. Again, I'm saying most. I just confused it. I started off, let me re-clarify. I'm saying you are least likely. Clarify. You're least likely to get divorced if it's your first marriage, if your parents are still married. If you're over the age of 25, talking about least likely to get divorced. If you went to college, you're least likely. If you live in a blue state, what does that mean, Republican or Democratic? If you live in a Democratic state, you're least likely to get divorced. And if you are an atheist, how about that? Go figure.
Oh,
you're least likely
wow.
to get divorced. How much of that do you really buy into?
I think a lot of that is false, personally. Just off of what I've seen firsthand. I can't speak to my situation, but from what I've seen firsthand, a lot of that doesn't fly.
I could see how if your parents are together, that model
I could see that.
Provides you a solid relationship.
I could see that.
I also see how if you're over 25, you are somewhat wiser than people get. People get married at 16 years old, and some of them are still together right now. Some of them hate each other. I think it goes both ways. But I think you are wiser, maybe 35. I'm going to say 35, I'm not sure if that's even true. Because sometimes you can be set in your ways and you can't move past what you really need to do. If you catch it, I think you're good. But if you don't catch it, it may not be too good. You might end up by yourself. But interesting thoughts nevertheless. So if you're more likely to get divorced if one or both of you are smokers. Y'all go smoke each other
what?
Out of the house. If one person does all the chores, if one person does all the chores, if one person is pretty much the housemaid, you're more likely to get divorced. If you hang out with divorced people, if you meet in the bar, you meet people in bars, you're more likely to get divorced if you like hanging out in bars. If you have a daughter instead of a son, you're more likely to get divorced.
What?
And if you have money problems, clearly you're more likely to get divorced. How much of that do you buy into?
I can see that. I don't know. I know about that daughter thing. That's news to me.
Yeah, that's off to me.
I mean, I agree with, maybe if you have a daughter, you're more likely to leave an abusive relationship or something like that, I don't agree with the. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe because
I never heard that daughter thing. That's kind of abstract to me.
Yeah, no.
But you know what?
All of them are just concepts, really, because I'm not sure there's data that supports any of them.
I don't know, because like my parents
divorced
when I was young, but then my father got remarried and was married for 20 years, but then they ended up getting a divorce. But that was you know, their own adult decision to, you know, get a divorce. I don't know if they outgrew each other or what happened with that, but,
right.
You know, like you were saying, because a lot of times in the sense of divorces, people do carry resentment with them. And so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know what I've always told, the first, they always say something like the first marriage was for love. The second marriage was for, like, business or happiness. One of the, I forget how it was. But, like, they say the second marriage, if you get married more than one time, it's to kind of, like, I guess, counter with what happened in the first one. Yeah. So I don't know if it was, like, the business. Some people get married for business reasons, too. Because, you know, they're successful, I'm successful. You know, we could become a powerful merger and, you know, and this could be and become an empire or whatever. Some people get married
right.
for those reasons, too.
And I think a lot of people go in looking to build. And I don't think it's anything wrong with building, but it has to be done in balance.
Yeah.
It definitely has to be done in balance. What do you all think one of the highest states is with divorce rate? Do you think it's Hawaii
Nevada.
Or Nevada?
Nevada.
14.2. Hawaii is actually one of the lowest at 9.4.
Because it's
cause
close to Nevada.
They got that Maui Wowie out there, son. They got that.
Hey, it's 9.47. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. We're going to talk about how divorce affects children.
The n***a is lame and you know it now. When a real n***a hold you down, you're supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl's birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutching one around all these Jamaicans. This that prime, this that what we do, don't tell your moms. This that red cup all on the launch. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon.
I know. You're tired of loving with nobody to love. Nobody.
Uh-huh, honey.
Close your eyes and let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam. You hard on the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get muscles on the mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. You know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But, ayy, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. And yo, we made it Thanksgiving. So, ayy, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your books and other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church step. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
T.M. Muhammad Radio Live. Thanks for joining us tonight, everybody. We're talking about divorce in America. Almost 50% of all marriages end up in divorce. And tonight we'll be talking about just our own perspective on the topic itself. In America, every 13 seconds, there's a divorce. Every day.
And a lot of children are affected. The high school dropouts, they're affected. Children are affected by dropping out when their parents get divorced. What was 25% of children?
25% of adolescents,
adolescents
who experience divorce are disengaged from their families.
Moving away totally.
See, though, because, you know, the kids start to sometimes feel like it's either their fault or they play some part, or even feeling like they have to choose which parent, you know, they want to side with. So it's a psychological effect.
And that's real, that choosing the sides, because I had to deal. I'm currently, you know, in transition of dealing with something like that I had to deal with my sister and her ex-husband. You know, my nephew, her son or whatever, was really affected by it, you know, for all the wrong reasons. And it had
right.
you know, my wife and myself to kind of step up and step into the picture to save him from himself, because all those stats that you're quoting is absolutely hitting home, because I've seen it manifest in this young man. Like firsthand.
It's very honorable for you to step in, Steve.
No,
you know,
no,
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
children from divorced families are more likely to have academic, behavioral, and psychological problems.
Yeah.
And the reality
is,
children from divorced families are 2 times more likely to drop out of high school. Hey, we got to take ownership in that.
Definitely.
And he was on the way. He was definitely on the way. You know, it wasn't a pretty picture that was being painted. And, you know, the wife and myself had to kind of, like, take that into our own hands and, like, look, you know, ain't going to be no slow singing and flower bringing for this one, not at this age, because that was, you know, one of the two ways the story was going to end, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, and then the thing is that people that go through counseling, there are people who now go through counseling before they get married, or certain pastors won't even marry couples unless they've gone through counseling. It's like maybe even, you know, some lifestyle classes.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody knows how to be married.
Right.
I believe if you need counseling, you shouldn't be married. That's just me, personally.
I mean, spiritual guidance when you're leading into, you know, a marriage definitely isn't a bad thing.
But if you do need counseling going into your first marriage, you're probably not prepared for the marriage.
Probably not ready to be married. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, because your mind has to be in tune. Yes, I understand the spirits you're talking about. Your mind got to be in tune with the spirit. Yeah, the both people got to have the spirit of marriage in them to want to get married.
Very.
See what I'm saying? And if that's not present, then you're fighting an uphill battle going into it. The marriage is supposed to be the easy thing to do.
Steve-O,
you're supposed to be
really
at ease with this person. You know what I mean?
They feel like it's the right thing to do. They think it's the right thing to do. And that forces them, not necessarily that people are doing it, but when you feel like something is the right thing to do, that is kind of like a gravitational pull. And she spoke about that earlier.
Exactly.
Yes, definitely.
I don't know. I think we just take our time, you know. Not everybody has to get married all at once.
No.
So you don't have to add to the divorce percentile.
No, and remember the top 5 reasons, folks. I mean, number 5, infidelity. You know, again, number 4, no longer attracted to one another. It got to be more than beauty, though. We get caught up what's on the outside, but it's got to be the full package, mind, body, and soul. But you definitely got to be attracted to who you're going to be with for the rest of your life. And number 3, abuse. Keep your hands to yourself, yo. If you got to put your hands on a woman, if you got to put your hands on a woman for any reason, then it's time for you to leave the situation. Number 2, finances.
Stop putting your hands on the fellas for nothing.
Yeah, stop annoying us and aggravating us and getting us to the point where we want to lay hands. Stop that. Shame on you. Number 2, listen, fellas, I'm about to help you. In marriage, when you offer your hand and you go get the ring,
It's more than the ring. I know you saved up to get the bling to make her feel good, but listen, offering your hand means that you can take care of her for the rest of your life. You can take care of her. Now, to have a woman that's coming with 50% of what you need is a blessing. But the reality is, it's your responsibility as a man to hold her down whether she wants to work or not. I know some Negroes like, what the hell? Guess what? That's what it is. That's real it. Marriage. So guess what? If you go in like that, you know financially you got to be ready. If you're not ready, reconsider. Number one, poor communication.
You better.
Number one reason people get married, people get divorced in marriages is poor communication. Listen, we hope we helped you tonight. We want to help to reduce the 6,646 people that get divorced every day. The total is 46,523 divorces weekly. What?
Yeah, that's crazy. Choose wisely, people.
Hey, we up out of here. We up out of here. Back Friday, 9 p.m.
Yes, whatever you do it well.
No doubt.
Your hands belongs to yourself.
Your hands.
Yo.
Save, I commend you, brother, because not only are you married, bro, you appear to be happily married. And again, Hebrews 13:4 say that you are honored by God in the midst of the whoremongers and the adulterers.
Okay.
All the whoremongers. And others.
And hot chocolate.
Right.
The whoremongers, the adulterers, and hot chocolate.
And where's my handkerchief? Where's my handkerchief?
Okay, Sister Scott.
Good night, everybody. Yeah. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Glory.
One last thing before we go. If I see another chick riding around with cutie pie or something on their license plate and it look like my calf muscle when it's flexed, I'm going to follow
you
home and rip your tag off your car. I promise you.
Oh, my God.
I'm tired of it. Tired of it.
Hey, they
Real flick. Phenomenal.
Lil' Kim, the one they all love and hate, the cream fat bitches, regurgitate. I got these hoes real sick like a stomachache. Blue face rollies, animals on my vertebrae. We out the country, nah, we don't do dates. Married to the game, nah, we don't do dates. I'm eating good, but I gotta watch my weight. 14 carrots in my salad gold plate. I treat the track like a bedpan. I got ill thoughts, need a head scan. Got that old money, like the bread man. That's why these bitches all rotten like a dead man. From London to Italy, Romania to France. I'm diplomat status, check the passport stamp. You hoes is pathetic, faker than prosthetic. Somebody call a paramedic. I got these hoes, cause the flow. They at the show, front row. Queen B, little chemist.
Phenomenal.
The ass. In the pussy,
phenomenal.
The swag,
real flip,
Birkin bag,
real flip,
Jimmy Choo,
real flip,
D Block,
real flip,
Cream LOX,
real flip, Little
Chemist,
phenomenal.
Yeah, yo, no fake shit, permanent realness. Real. The minute that you feel this is terminal illness, ill. Incurable. They ain't able to.
See him live, 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 see him